You're listening to the Vegans Explore Network, found at vegansexplore.com. Welcome back to the Vegans Explore podcast. I'm your host, Sean A. Russell. Today, we're talking about something that still makes some people uncomfortable: masculinity and veganism. Why is it that in 2026, a grown man choosing not to eat animals can still be seen as controversial? Why does ordering a bean burger sometimes feel like a political statement? Let's unpack it. Meat marketing and the construction of masculinity. First, we have to understand that this did not happen by accident. For over a century, meat has been marketed as power. Steak equals strength, burgers equal dominance, barbecue equals manhood. Advertising campaigns in the 20th century deliberately tied red meat to virality, physical dominance, and even patriotism. You saw it in commercials, you saw it in sports sponsorships, you saw it in backyard grilling culture. The message was clear: real men eat meat. And that message was repeated so often that it became embedded in culture. Meanwhile, plant-based food was framed as delicate, feminine, or restrictive. Salads were not for linebackers. Tofu was not for tough guys. So when a man decided to go vegan, he's not just changing his diet, he's stepping outside a script that has been handed to him since childhood. The second issue is the strength myth. There's this deeply rooted belief that you cannot build muscle without meat, that protein comes from animals, that endurance requires steak. But that belief does not hold up under scrutiny. Lentils have protein, chickpeas have protein, hemp seeds, tofu, tempeh, quinoa, black beans, all protein. The difference is that we have been conditioned to associate protein with animal flesh because that is what the industry promoted. And here's the reality. Many of the largest animals on Earth are plant eaters. Gorillas, elephants, rhinos. Strength is not about what culture says. It's about what the body actually needs. Now, let's look at the receipts. We have elite athletes across multiple sports who have thrived on a plant-based diet. Lewis Hamilton adopted a plant-based lifestyle and went on to win additional world championships while advocating for sustainability. Tori Washington has been competing as a vegan bodybuilder for years, proving that muscle and plant-based living are not opposites. Chris Paul shifted to a plant-focused diet and extended his career with remarkable performance and longevity. These are not fringe examples. These are high-performance athletes whose careers depend on strength, recovery, and endurance. The narrative is changing, but culture moves slower than facts. Now, let's talk about something deeper. In certain communities, including parts of the Black community, meat is more than food. It's tradition. It's survival, it's history, it's Sunday dinner, it's the barbecue in the park. It's a symbol of having made it. For generations, access to meat represented status because there was a time when our ancestors did not have it. So when someone says they're vegan, it can feel like rejection. Rejection of culture, rejection of family tradition, rejection of shared identity. And as a Black male vegan voice, I understand that tension. Because you're not just navigating food choices, you're navigating expectations. There's sometimes an unspoken question. Are you trying to be different? Are you trying to be superior? Are you abandoning us? But that framing misses the point. Choosing to be vegan is not about rejecting culture. It's about evolving it. Every culture evolves. Recipes evolve. Health knowledge evolves. Values evolve. Our ancestors survived with what they had. We now have access to information, alternatives, and options they did not. Honoring traditions does not mean we cannot go and grow beyond it. At the core of this conversation is a bigger question. What is masculinity? If masculinity is so fragile that it can be shaken by a plate of vegetables, then maybe we need to rethink the definition. Choose strength is discipline. True strength is making decisions aligned with your values. True strength is protecting the vulnerable. True strength is caring about your health, your environment, and your impact. There's nothing weak about compassion. There's nothing weak about being intentional. There's nothing weak about walking into a room and owning your choice without apology. If anything, it takes more confidence to step outside the norm than to follow it. The good news is this. Younger generations are less attached to the old scripts. Plant-based options are everywhere, and athletes are more vocal. Doctors are more vocal. Creators are more vocal. And as more men speak openly about why they choose this path, the stigma shrinks. Masculinity is not defined by what's on your plate. It's defined by your character. So the next time someone jokes about soy or makes a comment about real men eating steak, understand that you're witnessing a cultural script that is slowly being rewritten. And rewriting culture takes time, but it also takes voices. And if you're listening to this and you're a man who has ever felt judged for choosing a different path, just know this. You are not less masculine. You are intentional, and that is power. Thank you for listening to the Vegans Explore podcast. If this conversation resonated with you, share it with someone who needs to hear it. Let's keep expanding the definition of strength together. And as always, this is a daily podcast. So go to vegansexplore.com/podcast to catch up on all the episodes that you may have missed. And I'll see you tomorrow.